Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow on the show, Dan Durkin will break down film for us. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. And I get to talk with one of my friends. Jason Leisure will be on the show as well tomorrow. I might even have a conversation about the Bulls in somewhere in the middle of the show. It all depends. I mean, there's news that's breaking all over the place, so who knows what I end up talking about. But that at least is the plan for right now. The plan for you for the rest of the afternoon should be to listen to Danny Parkins and Mark Grody. They are going to be on the air together, and they join me now here on The Score. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence? Yeah, the Bulls. Remember them?
I literally did, Danny, you read my mind. I literally did a pod for LoHo today that was Remember the Bulls?
Oh, really?
It's almost like they haven't been a part of the NBA for the last 7 months.
It's almost like that. It's almost like that exactly. What's up, Grody?
It's strange. What's going on, guys? It's strange how sports things during this era of pandemic pop up and you almost forget about them because, yeah, it was like last week. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're on the verge of the NBA draft. Oh, yeah, there's a horse race. That was last weekend, the Breeders' Cup. Oh, the Masters. Oh, yeah, because nothing is happening the way it used to. So I forget about these events. And usually they like the horse races usually happen what? Like, right away, and the golf usually is not as spread out as it is. So, oh yeah, the NBA draft is a week from tonight.
Well, yeah, and the Masters is really weird because that is normally the first major, and it's in April, and now it's in November. And I mean, you know, the weather's supposed to be okay, but colder rain at Augusta in November is a little different than what they normally experience in Georgia in mid-April. And then, yeah, just like seeing a Masters promo during an NFL game, or it was a college football game, like on Halloween, like Halloween week. Yeah, that was what it was. Halloween week, watching an NFL game, seeing a Masters promo. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's very disorienting, but at times it's been awesome because you just get things like out of schedule and condensed
right
together. It's like the Red Zone channel of sports is what's been happening the last couple of months.
Guys,
yeah,
with basketball
crazy,
in particular, like the basketball playoffs kind of coinciding with what was a sped up, like Super Mario Brothers, like sped up version of baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was absolutely digging that.
Well, and baseball is another thing. Like, here we are. It's November 11th. We're not that far from talking about pitchers and catchers. I realize it's Feb, but once December hits, things start to move pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden that's going to be back. And hell, basketball for that matter. I mean, the teams are working out at their places now. They're open for business now if they'd like. And then eventually there's going to be camp, and the teams that were in the playoffs, the teams that were in the finals, I mean, that's a nothing of a break before they have to start playing again.
Well, yeah, and especially because people criticize load management so much in the NBA, and LeBron had to basically sign off on starting the year before Christmas because he's just his own entity. There's like the owners, there's the players' union, and then there's LeBron, and they're like, hey, we kind of need you on board with this, and you just were in a bubble for a few months and then won a championship. Are you are you going to play?
Is like, this okay?
Is this honestly, like, that's what the reporters are saying that basically happened. They were like, hey, like, you'll show up, right? Like, if we start the NBA December 22nd, like, you're not going to sit out for every single Lakers game, are you? And apparently he at first was wanting an after the New Year's start, but understood it for business purposes, and so he's going to be a good team player for the union and for making money, and he's going to play in these games and come back earlier. And I know to so many people that sounds ridiculous, but he just won a championship on the wrong side of 35. Like, he was away from his family for months. He's used to having a long off season. He's shooting a movie. He's doing all these things. So, like, LeBron playing matters a lot for an NBA that just frankly went through a disastrous ratings period for itself during the championship. So it's weird, man. The whole sports calendar is completely turned upside down. And what is the NBA going to do with fans? Because if they're not going to have a bubble, some teams publicly have already said no fans. Other teams have said, no, we're having fans. And but it won't be all of the fans.
And you're going to have to be at least 30 feet away from the players. That's what Shams was reporting earlier today, that that's what one of the things that they came to. And I think that that's a good idea. Like, if you can't do an actual bubble, I don't know if you can offer that experience that you used to offer to fans on getting them as close to the action as possible.
Exactly right. And at these NFL games and the college games and, like, the baseball playoffs, once they went down to Texas, they were serving food and beverage because you were separated, but you were outside. And so you'd see a lot of people without masks, but you're outside. And so there was, like, a degree of security around that. I don't know that you can do that in an NBA game.
I don't, like, think you can.
If all these people are going to be indoors, are you going to welcome fans into arenas and then not serve them food and beer, because then that would allow them to take their masks off? Like, they just have a lot of logistical things to still figure out.
I got to tell you guys, it's so weird to, like, still to be in Soldier Field on those games where I'm covering the sidelines from the front row of the 50-yard line behind the players, and to have the entire stadium to myself. It's like this really eerie feeling, like because I've been to Soldier Field a ton of times as a member of the media, and a ton of times going to Bears games where you have to wait hours to get to the lines of the bathroom, the concessions, and then to have everything just there and not being like, I've got 150 bathrooms to myself, the concession stands. And as I've pointed out, there's still security guards everywhere. There's still sometimes the defense guy is there, but it's so strange to have that feeling, you know. And of course I want the fans back, but there is, what's the movie, The Shining, have you guys seen The Shining?
Yeah,
where
of course,
in the hotel all by himself. All, like, the whole hotel with his family, and there's nobody else there, and it's almost like...
Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
Consider the best horror movie of all time, as a matter of fact. But that's, like, the eerie feeling that I get sometimes of being at Soldier Field with no fans. Everything is just waiting to be open, the big pretzel signs and the beer signs and the bathrooms and everything, and then it's nothing.
Grody, have you had the experience, because I would guess that Lawrence definitely has, from maybe your time doing DePaul play-by-play. I remember having it, but, like, at way lower level stuff, like when I was just doing, like, broadcasting in high school games or when I was in college, when the people you're talking about can hear you doing the broadcast. Like, have Bears players heard you doing sideline reports from the stadium because no one's there? Because that would be a very unique thing in an NFL atmosphere.
I don't think so, but
okay.
I am conscious of it. The thing is, Danny, is they do still play music. There is crowd noise that the players can hear in the stadium. You still have the air raid siren. So for the most part, the funny part is this, is the players, when they come on the field, like in the pregame work, because I'm there hours early just checking it out, seeing what information I can attain, all that kind of stuff. And the players will just kind of look up at me, and they'll just kind of like figure, oh, hey, that guy, yeah. Like,
that guy.
Like, maybe me, there's like a photographer, and then whoever the national sideline reporter is. So the players come out, they're like looking around like they do, they're checking out the turf, and then they kind of, oh, hey, it's that Grody guy. And so I don't think they've heard me yet, but it is something that I'm conscious of, and I would probably prefer them not to hear me. Yeah.
Do you have a story from that, Lawrence?
With DePaul, it's not even necessarily that there's no one in the building, although that played a role in it, but you're so close to the benches.
Yeah.
And Leto is like a crazy person. Like when he wants to get after the referees, so he would often block our view. There'd be times like he would lean up against the broadcast table. He could totally hear me talking about like timeout strategy and fouling strategy. Absolutely. There's no doubt that occasionally you get like a turnaround. You're like, what'd you just say? You get one of those?
Yeah, I mean, no one will care because of like what it was, but Quentin Hillsman is the Syracuse women's basketball coach and an awesome personality. He's been there forever. He's built the program from nothing into a like fringe Final Four contender, and he's just such a great dude. And we, the student radio would do the play-by-play of the games, and I'll never forget one time like criticizing a ref for a no call. And he like turned and was like with me on it, obviously, because it was against Syracuse. And he was like, "Can you believe they didn't call it?" And like screaming like towards us to like get it into the microphone. It was like he was another color commentator in the broadcast interacting with it, because there's like 70 people in the building for a nondescript women's basketball game, and it's just so awkward that everybody can hear what you're saying.
To that end, Lawrence, I know you'll remember this. Danny, I only say I'm not sure if you – no, you probably would. You were younger, but you guys remember Johnny Red Kerr when he was doing Bulls games. He used to yell at the – like he would make it loud enough to – it's a foul! What are you doing? Like he'd stand up and he would make it loud enough. And I'm sure there's other – I'm sure Stacey King has done that in the past. I just remember Johnny Red Kerr doing that all the time, making his point on the air, but also to everybody on the court.
Well, remember Darnell Mayberry had the story with all those juicy nuggets that it felt like he had been saving for like 3 months for when Jim Boylan actually got fired, and that Boylan would be all petty, and when he would hear Stacey King questioning something, would stand and block the view of the broadcast.
I'm almost certain that that's what would happen with Dave.
That
I'm
is
almost
so
certain.
Funny.
It is, but I get it. I get it. It's, but yes, that
You're
is
an NBA coach, though. Like, come
well,
on,
was he?
All right, yeah. Technically, he was
technically.
An NBA coach
by title.
He had the company car and everything. But Lawrence, we got a fun show planned. You know, I love hanging out with Grody. He's a member of the afternoon show mob. But he basically like called me out the other day during a Bears report for why he hasn't been one of like the 9 co-hosts, and then. Anthony
good point.
It's right? A great point. It's an excellent point. It was an oversight. And
he's probably the funniest guy at the score.
And Anthony Herron, Anthony Herron was supposed to be in today, and then he had a Big Ten Network conflict. But so everyone on the Twitch stream is just like, "Oh man, Grody bullied his way in. Grody canceled Spiegel. Like
wait
Grody's
a minute.
Making a power play for this
power play." Grody.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
I do like the idea of Grody making a power play. But wait a minute here. So I'm only in today because
did you
Anthony
not know that
Herron? So I'm filling in for the. Fill-in guy. So this is kind of a low point in my career. The fill-in guy.
I assumed you
knew.
Wow. Oh,
no, you were gonna... I did not know that. I was informed this morning. I do a show every morning from 5 to 6. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. But I was...
Today.
Yeah.
It's a good show. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number
thank
one
you.
In
thank
our
you.
Hearts.
I would say so too. Some strong opinions on that there.
Man, I just like that power move right there though, Grody.
Right?
So you just like,
right? I had
do
to.
You know who I am? Do you know
I was
I'm
like,
Mark Grody up in
that's
here?
Right.
You better make
like,
some space for me.
Do I text Danny? Do I make
no,
it?
No, man. You gotta pull the power move. Don't text Danny. Text Rachel. That's what you do. You'd be like,
oh,
hey, you know who
right
I am?
Right over Mitch's head. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let
all
everybody
the to
know
top.
What the deal is.
I mean,
all
I went online, I filled out the online application, I took a drug test, I did all this stuff, and then now I'm only working because Herron can't work today. This is,
first
what has
all,
happened to my career?
First of all, this job does not require a negative drug test. In fact, that's actually a negative. That would work. That would work against you.
Oh, that's true. That's
true. Yeah, Bears. Yeah. But Lawrence, I know you got to run, man. We got Tom Ferentz for.
Speaking of that, I got an interview with someone that I know that you would know because you're such a Chappelle and Neil Brennan fan. I'm getting ready to do an interview for House of L with Rachel True.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
So if you love the movie Half Bake or the movie The Craft or Half and Half, in a couple of weeks, that episode is going to be out. So I bid you both adieu.
Love
you,
Lawrence.
Have fun today.
Lawrence, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting me, because right now I feel like you're the only one on this Zoom call that truly supports me.
I know who's got the power. I see who's making the power move, and it is Mark Grody. I'm on the side of power. Y'all be good, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow. If Grody lets you back on the show.
It's the Mark Grody show. It's the Mark Grody experience. I'm riding sidecar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!